Afternoon, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A group of 22 endangered black-footed ferrets has been released at the site of the Pueblo Chemical Depot. The move is part of an effort to reintroduce the endangered animal and other threatened species into the new conservation area. The U.S. Department of Defense used the property to decommission World War II-era chemical weapons. That work was finished earlier this year. The ferrets' main diet? Prairie dogs. Car sales are up in Colorado this year, but CPR's Ben Marcus reports there are challenges ahead.
New car sales so far this year up 5.5% compared to last year. Robert McMahon is the general manager of Phil Long Ford. He said car dealers are feeling pretty good.
If you ask them, would they be happy to be up year over year? I think almost everyone would say yes.
There are headwinds, though. Matthew Groves is with the Car Dealers Association.
And, you know, we were just emerging from inventory issues as a result of COVID, and now they're sort of compacted by the coming inventory issues as a result of the labor union strike.
Now those labor deals will add to the already high cost of cars. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A popular wedding spot on Forest Service land in Summit County is unavailable for reservations until early next year. Officials say the online booking system for Sapphire Point Overlook near Dillon Reservoir is undergoing maintenance. The viewpoint on the southern edge of the reservoir saw 625 reservations last year alone. The site itself is still open, and existing reservations will still be honored. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.